Islam in daily life. Islam in Daily Life is a program prepared by Dr. Sayyid Al-Nabi. Surely those who believe, and those who are Jews, and the Christians, and the Sabians, whoever believes in Allah, and the last day, and does good, they shall have the reward from their Lord, and there is no fear for them, nor shall they grieve. From the Quran, Surah 2, verse 62. The comprehensive character and liberal scope of Islam cannot be better illustrated than by the passage of the Quran quoted here. It explains that the mere recognition of a creed or formula does not constitute Islam. It is a life to be lived in the present. The Quran further says, "You Muslims, say we believe in God and that which was revealed to us, and that which was revealed to Abraham, Ismail, Ishaq, Jacob, and his descendants, and that which was given to Moses and Jesus, and that which was given to other prophets from their Lord, and we do not differentiate among them, and we are only obedient to God." The same idea is repeated in Surah 2, verse 83. This is based on that fundamental which all moral creeds possessed in common with Islam, the everlasting heritage of universal truth, which cannot be new but is immutable and eternal. Righteousness has been defined as follows. It is not righteousness that you turn your faces in prayer towards the east or the west, but righteousness is of him who believes in God, who gives money for God's sake unto his kindred, and unto orphans and the needy, and the stranger, and those who ask, and for the redemption of captives, who is constant at prayers and gives alms, and of those who perform their covenants when they have covenanted, and who behave themselves patiently in hardship and adversity, and in times of violence. These are they who are true. From the Quran, Surah 2, verse 177. In Islam, the services of man and the good of humanity constitute preeminently the service and worship of God, and consequently a Muslim is always reminded, "Do good here so that you may reap there." The Prophet is asked in the Quran to address the people of the book thus, "You people of the book, let us meet on common grounds, that we worship none but Allah, that we do not make any partner with him, that we take none except Allah to be our God." Surah 3, verse 63. Shirk, or associating a partner with Allah, is a crime. All other sins may be excused by Allah, but shirk cannot be pardoned. Surah 4, verse 48, repeated in 4, verse 116. The Prophet is asked in the Quran to call people to the path of God with reason and good advice, to argue in the most polite way. The creation of man is not in vain. He has been created for some definite purpose. He is reminded of this in the Quran thus, "Did you think we had made you for sport, and that you should not be brought back again to us. The purpose of his creation is referred to thus: we do not create jinn and men, but that they should serve me. The word ibadah, which is translated as serve, is a term of very wide connotation in Islamic theology. It means to act in strict conformity with the divine law. The Quran says, "Worship Allah alone. Be kind to kindred and servants, orphans and the poor. Speak righteously to men. Pray and pay alms. Differ humbly to your parents with humility and tenderness. Say, O Lord, be merciful to them, even as they brought me up and when I was helpless. Abandon the old barbarities of blood vengeance and child murder, and be united as one flesh. Touch not the goods of the orphans, perform your covenant, and walk not proudly on the earth. Reverence the womb that bore you. Commit not adultery, for it is a foul thing and an evil way. Let the believer restrain his eyes from lust. Let women make no display of ornaments, save to their own kindred," are some of the items of the ethical code of Islam. An example of the life of a righteous man has been referred to in the Quran thus: "The servants of the merciful are they that walk upon the earth softly, and when the ignorant speak unto them, they reply, Peace. They that spend the night worshipping their Lord, prostrate and standing, those that, when they spend, are neither profuse nor niggardly, but take a middle course, those that invoke not with God any other God, and slay not a soul that God hath forbidden otherwise than by right, and commit not fornication. They who bear not witness to that which is false, and when they pass by vain sport, they pass it by with dignity. Who say, O our Lord, grant us of our wives and children such as shall be a comfort unto us, and make us examples unto the pious. These shall be rewarded for that they preserved, and they shall be accosted in paradise with welcome and salutation, forever herein a fair abode and resting place." The Quran does not present any dogma. It embodies universal truth, and its verses appear to the inner conscience of man. It gives history of the past, endorses the message of the previous prophets, advises us to respect them, and paves the way for future progress. A belief in the message of the Almighty and His Messenger, coupled with action under the inspiration of the said message, is all that a Muslim is required to follow in his daily life. Thus is a specimen of the basis on which our Prophet, may peace be upon him, and his true followers started his mission. That he constantly adhered to the injunction of the Quran of calling people gently towards the new faith is sufficiently illustrated by his own life. While the terms of the truce at Hudaybiyah explain the peaceful manner in which Islam was propagated, the dignified attitude of the Prophet at the fall of Mecca illustrates the extremely forbearing character of the Prophet himself. The scrupulous regard accorded to the terms of the Hudaybiyah truce by the Prophet and his party occasioned the conversion of the inveterate enemies of Islam.
Islam in daily life.